Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcasts. This is the 13th in our series of podcasts on addressing the challenges in vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Glenn Butler, the vice president and chief technology officer at Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on December 21st, we interviewed a vending operator who questions the benefits of machine planogramming. The operator says it was, in his opinion, it's not a good idea to dictate what should go in the individual machine spirals. This is part of what planogramming involves. He claims that if you planogram, there's the danger of the driver not putting the right product in the right spiral, therefore you wouldn't be able to track what's really selling in the machine. What's your reaction to this concern, Glenn?
Well, okay, so first of all, I think one misconception is that that there's a single planogram for every machine, and that's not true. All the systems out there today maintain a separate planogram that would be fine-tuned for the demographics at each location. So I wanted to make sure that that point was clear.
Okay, but what I think one of his concerns was you give a driver a planogram, he goes out there, but he doesn't follow it. And so how, if he doesn't follow it, how are you able to track the performance of the products that you wanted him to put in the machine if the machine's going to report numbers that don't correspond to the specific products he was supposed to put in the machine?
Okay, well, yeah, and that's a concern of most people before they put in software systems. But the reality is that you know the handhelds have the planogram on them, and then when the handhelds plug into the vending machines, they read the DEX data, you know, aligns the sales of A1 and to you know that's Cheetos. And the fact is, you know, most drivers know that there's a garbage in, garbage out scenario, and you know the more accurate their data is, the better the whole pre-kitting and the whole system works for that. Works for them. So, in addition, other drivers where the data is also used to track truck inventories and other things. So, in most cases, the drivers are incented to have the data be accurate.
Mm-hmm. But the possibility does exist that you could have an incorrect item in a spiral, and the data won't be accurate. Correct?
Yeah, that possibility does exist. But you know, of the companies that are tracking item level, which is more and more the progressive companies today, I mean, they all have procedures in place and training so that the drivers, you know, will follow the planogram in the handheld. And again, if there's a wrong product in the certain, you know, spiral in the machine, all the driver's got to do is take the handheld and scan the barcode and switch it to the right product. So, you know, it's usually done very accurately.
Yeah, but I think we also have to mention that not all products have barcodes, correct?
No, I think everything sold through the vending channel today, except for maybe some very local products, does have barcodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I think we also have to acknowledge that there is a need for supervision of the driver's competence in following the planogram, correct?
Yeah, definitely, of course. And you know, if there's constantly inventory problems on the truck or, you know, products aren't accurate. I mean, obviously, the route supervisor is going to know there's an issue and is going to have to address it with the driver.
All right. Well, I think that concludes our 13th podcast in Challenges in Vending Technology. Thank you, Glenn.